got that spider web down and tatted it on there, and it was full of the dry dust. It collected dust over a year or two. And I don't think that web had anything to do with it. I think the old web might have kept that dust caked over there.
Yeah, I had heard that.
But it was well used. I mean, you know, just about everybody. And they didn't have a doctor that they get to. And most folks didn't go to the doctor, no matter what.
Yeah. Did you ever take part of the tree that was underground and do something with that?
Well, all your old pine trees that were cut, all the old original pine turned into lighted. When you dig them up to help build a fire, you can run tar with them. Make tar used for a lot of things back yonder. You made poultices out of it. You put it on hogs, mix it with the oil, and put it on your hogs for the mange. Come out of lighted stumps. And roots.
What?
Here about 2 years ago. Now I've been chewing them roots a long time.
What?
And they'll stop you from having the injection. I mean, they'll cure you from having the injection.
What?
It's got a half a dozen names. It grows in a little old, it's growing swampy land. And it comes out, a bunch come out from a root right around the water. And it has a little old, it comes up, really makes a flower. And it's a fly catcher concern. It thrives on insects. It's a plant, but the insects go down in it, and it's just exactly like a fish trap.
Uh-huh.
Them spines grow in there, they can go down in there, but they can't come back. That's where it gets its nourishment from. Now, it's a bad tasting root, brother. But if you can dig it up and bring it home and let it dry, and it absolutely would cure the indigestion. I can chew them for 2 or 3 weeks, and I won't have them indigestion for 2 or 3 years. And I believe they would cure what's ailed most folks' belly if it makes medicine. Now, what I started to tell you before I finished, I noticed that the University of Georgia, I think the University of Georgia, had got a grant from Uncle Sam for somebody to
look into
them things. And most of them that I ever saw in bunches were down here around Jessup, Georgia, down in that Wayne County, down in that part, because it's lower down there than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
See, way down the sea level is from here there. But the last one that I got between here and Sylvester, where that airport is, West County Airport, somebody told me there's a bunch of them in there, so I went in there one day looking for some, and sure enough, we found some, and dug them up. That's the last one I had. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. Just wash it off. It don't exactly be a tubular, but it's the same thing. That's what they grow from. You can dig up that root, and sometimes it'll be a big blob down here, and it'll run off out yonder a piece, and more will be growing up from it. And it's a tubular plant, but it don't grow one tubular like a sweet potato or like some plants do like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, you've seen Johnson grass roots, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's jointed looking like Johnson grass roots, except it's tough as wheat leather. You can dig it up, and you can take your pocket knife or a hacksaw, and you can cut it, or you can break it after it gets dry. But it's tough when it's green.
Mm.
But it's bitter, man. I mean, it's bitter.
Yeah. Other kind of old cures that you heard of people using?
Well, they used to drink teas off of different herbs in the woods, and eat. Now, some people still eat a poke salad, you know what a poke berry bush is. Well, they claim poke salad's got a lot of medicinal